Lights,
camera,
action. You're listening to Real Talk. We discuss all things silver screen, on set and behind the scenes, as well as movie trivia and trying new things.
If you haven't seen the movie of the episode, go watch it first. This podcast will have spoilers. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody?
Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Alex.
I'm Lauren.
And today we're talking about Twister and Twisters. Twister is that movie that was released in, 1960.
I thought it was 1996.
It is. I'm right. I can't get myself together. Oh, by the way, this movie is rated PG-13, and it's 1 hour and 53 minutes long. The cast is Bill Paxton, and he plays Bill Harding in the movie, and then Helen Hunt, who plays Dr. Joe Harding. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Dustin Davis. Jamie Gertz plays Dr. Melissa Reeves. Corey Elwes plays Dr. Jonas Miller. Alan Ruck plays Rabbit. Lois Smith plays Meg Green. Jeremy Davies plays Lawrence. Todd Fields plays Belzer. Sean Wallen plays Alan Sanders, and Joey Slotnick plays Joey. It's directed by John DuBont. It's written by Michael Crichton and Anne-Marie Martin. It's produced by Crichton, Kathleen Kennedy, and Ian Bryce. The executive producers were Steven Spielberg, Walter Parks, and Laurie MacDonald, and Gerald R. Mullen. The production company was Warner Brothers, Universal Pictures, and Amblin Entertainment, and it was distributed by Warner Brothers and Universal Pictures, and the release date was May 10th, 1996. The budget for the movie was $88 to $92 million, and then the box office, it brought in $495.7 million, and it earned $41.1 million during its opening weekend and ranked number one, and the North American box office is taking the spot from the movie The Craft. And this film stars an ensemble cast of Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton, Jamie Gertz, and Corey Elwes. They are a group of storm chasers trying to deploy the tornado research device during a severe storm in Oklahoma. The release of Twister sold an estimated 54.7 million tickets in the U.S., and it received generally positive reviews from critics. It received an Academy Award nomination for Best Visual Effects and Best Sound. And it's the first film to be released on DVD in the U.S. That was the first DVD in the U.S.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and that was March 25th, 1997.
Hey, that's my birth year. What's up?
Jan DuBont came to direct Twister after leaving the set of Godzilla for creative differences, is what
We've got to watch Godzilla.
Yes.
We have to.
DuBont was invited by Spielberg after the success of Speed, which was released in 1994. Michael Crichton and his wife Anne-Marie Martin were paid $2.5 million for the screenplay, which started being written in 1994. Tom Hanks actually read the part for Bill Harding, but passed and actually suggested the script to Bill Paxton.
Okay, that is really awesome.
That was cool. But I can't imagine Tom Hanks playing.
I kinda.
Bill Paxton was perfect for that part. The filming was originally supposed to take place in the UK as well as California, but DuBont insisted the film be shot on location in Oklahoma. Shooting occurred all over the state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, baby.
Most of the extras were actually residents, and they were actually paid $100 a day to be in the movie.
Okay.
Which I thought that was amazing. But I mean, how cool is it that they let all the people that were locally there be in the movie and they paid them?
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Arkansas, hello. We need a movie shot here, and y'all need to let some of the residents like us be in the movie.
There are some movies that are shot in Arkansas.
Really?
Yep. They're generally not happy. Uh-oh. Due to changing seasons that massively transformed the look of Oklahoma's topography, filming had to be moved to Iowa.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of
all the tornadoes?
The changing seasons.
Oh.
Halfway through filming, both Paxton and Hunt were actually temporarily blinded by bright electronic lamps used to make the sky behind them seem dark and stormy. So like it temporarily blinded them, and they had to wear special eyewear and then use eye drops to recuperate. It took several days, actually.
Oh my goodness.
After filming in a particularly unsanitary ditch, Hunt and Paxton both had to get hepatitis shots. Oh my goodness. I know. The camera and the sound crew accused DuBont. They said that DuBont was really hard to work with, demanding, and never took responsibility for his behavior or mistakes. Oh my they described goodness. Him as out of control. Some crew members walked off of the production as early as 5 weeks into shooting. So apparently DuBont was super hard to work with.
Oh my goodness.
DuBont, in a fit of rage, knocked over a camera assistant who missed a cue into a ditch and refused to apologize. Burgess and his crew walked off set, much to the surprise of the cast. So he just, like, knocked this person down in a ditch because they missed a cue and refused to apologize for it.
Oh my
Which,
gosh.
To me, that says not an accident. Jack in Green's crew replaced them following the incident. Spielberg angrily flew down to Oklahoma to admonish DuBont for his behavior. So, like, Spielberg had to get on a plane and fly to Oklahoma and be like, what is wrong with you?
I'm glad he did.
The crew, okay, listen to this. The crew used a Boeing 707 airplane engine and smaller fans to generate all the wind.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really kind of cool, though.
Ford tried to get the 1997 F-150 as the main vehicle for the storm chasers in the film, but were beaten out by Chrysler and their Dodge Ram. Five Rams were provided, one of which was a prototype to be used in the scenes where the truck went through extensive damage. The trucks went through 20 windshields in this movie, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And they also provided 8 Dodge Caravan minivans.
That's crazy. That is so cool, though.
Yeah, that's really cool. To compose the sound effects of the tornadoes, DuBont recorded a variety of combined sounds, including lion roars, tiger growls, and camel moans, and jet engine whooshes. I want to know what a camel moan sounds like. You're going to have to look that up.
That's awesome.
Originally, Twister was set to release May 17th, 1996, but Warner made the decision to push the date up to the 10th to avoid competing with Paramount's Mission Impossible being released 2 weeks later. Upon the film's release, it topped The Birdcage to have the biggest opening. At the time, it had the 6th largest opening weekend of any film, behind The Lion King, Batman, Batman Returns, Jurassic Park, and Batman Forever.
Okay, that's awesome. That's crazy. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's get into the tomato meter. So we went on Rotten Tomatoes, and because we wanted to know, like, all the scoring and everything. So the tomato meter was 66% for this movie.
That's not terrible.
The audience score is worse, though. It's 58.
Out of 100, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So, let's go ahead and get into ratings, though, for us. So, I'm rating this movie a 3.5, because...
On a scale of?
From 1 to 5 stars.
Okay. All
right. So, I'm giving it a 3.5 star. Because it's a classic. It's a classic, so I'd feel bad for rating it lower. But, honestly, I think it's like a generation thing, because we're so used to, like, all the new...
Well, see, your technology generation and everything. And my generation, I mean, I guess, I don't know, I guess technically we're the same generation, but, like, you're born in 97, yeah. I was born in 90. So, like, I remember that being the first DVD, you know, and, yeah. and stuff like that. But I know what you're saying, though, because it was a very, very well-made movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, I felt the same way. Like, there wasn't just a whole lot that just reaches out and grabs you.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeps you super focused and involved and, you know, and stuff like that. Like, I had to watch it by myself in my room with the door closed so I wouldn't be distracted, because it was super hard for me to, like, get into.
Yeah. Okay, so where to watch? You can find this movie on Max, Prime Video, and Apple TV.
Yep. Something that I really liked about the movie is the way that it began, and it was set in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when Jo was a little girl, and her, like, the tornado took her dad.
Oh my goodness, that broke my heart.
They left Toby. They left him. They just left him. And he was barking outside of the tornado shelter, like, let me in, let me in. And finally they let him in. But.
Are you serious right now? Why would they leave the dog?
They left Toby.
Okay, see, I hate movies, like, when the dog gets hurt. The dog dies, or somebody, some dumb person decides to leave the dog or something.
And he's like holding the door while the tornado's going through. So I've never personally been in a tornado, and I'm terrified to be in one.
Oh, I would be terrified.
But in my head, you know, when her dad is standing in the storm shelter and he's just like holding the door closed, I'm not for sure what he thought that was going to accomplish, because it's a tornado.
Yeah.
And you're like 130 pounds soaking wet. And yeah, I wasn't sure what he thought he was going to do by holding the door. And it sucks that that's the way he died, because it was in front of his whole family.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I did watch it. I promise I did watch it.
I did watch it.
I was on my phone most of the time. I was really just listening to it. I was listening to it. Okay, y'all, I have ADD. I have to be fidgeting with something. If I'm like watching a movie or something, or you can ask any of my friends that watch movies with me, I have to be fidgeting.
She's a fidgeter.
I have to be.
That's one of the reasons we have to watch these movies separate. Because yeah, I'm easily distracted myself. And I'm like, if you don't get off your phone, like my husband does that, we'll be. But I think it's our constant need to be stimulated a lot of the time. Because yeah, like my husband and I'll be watching a movie and he'll get on TikTok. And to me, that just drives me nuts. And so I'll pause the movie and I'll turn and I'll just stare at him until he feels my eyes burning holes in the side of his head. And then he'll look at me and he's like, what? And I was like, just let me know when you're ready to watch the movie.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. See, like during movies, like I have to have a snack. Like if I will have a snack and my phone, because
a snack and a phone,
unless I'm in the movie theaters, then I'm just like
okay, I don't care if I just ate. I don't care when I go to the movies.
If I'm watching the movie, I have to have a snack.
I have to have popcorn. I love movie theater popcorn.
It's popcorn so good.
Popcorn is a staple in my home. My kids love popcorn too.
Mm-hmm. I need to get some popcorn.
We've actually got some popcorn vendors that would like to hook us up with some popcorn.
Oh yes.
We've got Pop's Kettle Corn. Mm-hmm. They've got some popcorn coming our way, and also Grandma's Caramel Corn. She's got some corn coming our way too.
Ooh.
And we'll get some of those.
I'm so excited about that, because
those are two of the best popcorns I've ever had.
The kettle corn.
And they're small business too.
I'm telling you. The kettle corn is my favorite. I love kettle corn.
I love it. I love caramel corn too, though.
Oh, yeah. See, I've never had caramel corn, so I'm really excited to have that.
I took some of the Pop's kettle corn and I melted white chocolate chips and drizzled it over it with some of those round birthday party sprinkles.
Oh, my God.
We can do that one day.
Oh, 100% we're going
to
do it. It'll
be super easy to do here at your house. We'll do that and we'll watch a movie.
Oh, let's do it. 100%. Okay, should we get into the critic reviews?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah,
okay. Let's hear it. Okay, y'all. I'm telling you, reading these critic reviews and everything, I was dying. I was laughing so hard. It was so, some of these are so funny. And I had to write down the good ones.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. So I did get some negative and positive ones. So this is the first critic review. It's by Eleanor Rangel Cater. I think that's how you say it. And she's from Atlanta Journal Constitution. So her rating was a 3.5 out of 5. And this was 7/16/24 is when she wrote this. A wondrous reminder that sometimes it's nice to fool with Mother Nature. From the safety of your theater seat, that is. Okay. So that was a good one. That was a good one. I kind of butchered it, but it's okay. Okay, so Joy Boyer from Orlando Sentinel. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how I'm going to say it. She gave it a 5 out of 5. 7/16/2024 was the date.
Sentinel.
Okay, whatever. Like that's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. I love you.
I love you too. It's fast, furious, and it's also very funny. Even takes your breath away. This film makes you laugh your head off.
I don't feel like that's for this movie.
No.
Did you write the wrong review for the wrong movie?
No, that was for this movie. That was for this movie. Yeah.
I mean, there were some parts of it that were funny.
I don't agree with that, because I was just sitting there like, what? Okay, so here are the audience reviews. So, Ryan.
Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman. Okay. He's hilarious. He's funny in the whole movie. He was my favorite character.
Aw. Okay. So, audience reviews. Ryan W. Oh, this is the funny one. Okay, I love this one. This one cracked me up. Science. There's barely any. Lots of stupid, though. Oh my gosh. The usual ludicrous plot with a romance to widen audience appeal. If you love to watch cows and boats fly by for about 2 hours, you found your pleasure. Likely you read comic books as history as well. Okay, so this guy
comics
gave...
Comics books as history? Oh man, that was a harsh one.
No, it's so funny though.
It was good.
So he gave it, the movie, a 1 out of 5. Okay, so there are a lot of comments about the freaking cows.
That's one of the reasons it was so famous, was the flying cow. Because at the time, in special effects, that was just like so awesome.
That is hilarious. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this one was written on 8/12/2024. Okay, and next is Andrew M. And he gave it a 5 out of 5. And this was published on 8/4/24. And he said, absolutely a 10 out of 10. Loved this movie since I first saw it back in 1996. Still holds up in 2024. Paxton and Hunt had excellent chemistry in their respective roles. Great story, great effects, great drama, great action. So while the team is at the drive-in movie, where do they take shelter during the tornado? Do you remember?
I do.
Where was it?
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah. Okay. You can go ahead and say it. Give us your answer.
Was it like a garage or like a hangar type thing? I don't remember if they had, but
it was actually a carpet.
A carpet?
Carpet. Like in a garage.
Okay, so it was a garage.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I knew it was something like that, like some kind of garage or...
Yeah. Luckily, the drive-in where they are at has a car repair shop that they could seek shelter. This is the only safe place they had at their disposal.
Right, but if you think about it, think about how much scarier a tornado would be at night.
Oh, it'd be terrifying.
You can't see it. You can't see it. All you can do is hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I know the closest experience that we've ever had, like my family and I have ever had with the tornado, was the one that hit Hot Springs Village earlier this year.
Yeah.
Because we could hear it. And by the grace of God, it jumped over my house. Man. And
that's terrifying.
We didn't see it. And the damage in the neighborhood wasn't even that bad or anything. Like, one house got like a little bit of damage, but mostly it was just woods and trees.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that was the most terrifying because you can't see it.
Oh my goodness.
How do you defend yourself against something that you can't see?
Exactly. That's terrifying. There was actually, I think it was earlier this year too. There was rotation. It didn't touch ground luckily, but there was rotation, right by, on golf links.
Yeah.
Like right by, like, that's probably not even a mile from my house.
Yeah, it's super close to your house.
So at least it was just rotation. So, but that's still kind of scary though. But being able to hear the tornado, I'd be crying and freaking out.
My kids were terrified.
Oh, I would be too.
And now anytime it rains too hard, Jack wants to go downstairs and get away from the tornado.
Tornado. I love it.
Is it going to be a tornado?
It's precious. Okay. Who says, okay, but goodness gracious. Who says, okay, boss lady, hold your horses? Do you remember?
I'm going to guess Dustin Davis.
Belzer.
Okay.
Joe and Belzer are trying to work the Doppler right at the beginning of the movie, but it keeps breaking down. So, yeah. Okay, what happened to Joe's father in June 1969?
He died.
Yeah, he was killed by a tornado.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. They left the dog?
That made me mad. I'm not even going to read the rest of that. Okay, next question. Okay, where does the crew use to give Dorothy's sensor extra lip? What do they use? What does the crew use to give Dorothy's sensors extra lift? Do you remember?
Was it they made them out of aluminum cans? The little, they made little like blades, like little fans.
Yeah, soda cans.
It was soda cans.
That's awesome. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, to be specific, it was Pepsi, was it not?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I can't remember.
Like, how much did Pepsi... You know, the brands that show up in movies like that, they have to pay, like, an insane amount for their stuff to show up. And I just want to know how much Pepsi paid to have their logo in the movie. There's no
telling. Okay. What were Joey and Lawrence doing at the end of the scene of the movie? At the end scene of the movie?
Who? Joey and Lawrence?
Joey and Lawrence. Do you remember? This is probably like one of my favorite movies. Or not favorite movies. This is like one of my favorite parts.
What are they doing?
Because it's so random. So random. They're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that's right.
Like, that is so random. And I mean, honestly, that's kind of funny, though.
It is funny.
I think that's hilarious. Okay, so let's hear some facts. You ready? Okay, so my first fact was tornadoes are definitely real. I don't know. I wanted to put that as kind of like a smart aleck fact because it was funny. Okay, so second fact, I'm going to give y'all the tornado ratings. So, an EF0 is considered weak, 65 to 85 mile per hour winds. An EF1 is also weak, but it has 86 to 110 miles per hour winds. An EF2 is strong with 111 to 135 miles per hour winds. An EF3 is strong up to 136 to 165 miles per hour winds. An EF4 is considered violent with 166 to 200 miles per hour winds. And an EF5 is very, very violent, over 200 miles per hour winds. And I'm pretty sure the EF5 is what killed her father.
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure. I remember reading that somewhere.
So the EF scale is used to measure tornadoes based on their estimated wind speeds and the damage they cause. The scale was developed in 1971 by T. Theodore, and I'm afraid I'm going to butcher this name because it looks like Fujita.
Fujita?
Yeah.
It sounds like fajita.
But it could be fajita, so fajitas. I'm not sure. And he has a PhD. And became operational in the United States on February 1st, 2007. They didn't have this until 2007.
That's terrifying. I mean, they also, it's the same ratings as hurricanes and everything, like the F1, F2, F3.
The EF scale is an improvement on the original EF scale, incorporating 28 damage indicators, or DIs, and 8 degrees of damage, DOD, for each indicator. The DIs include building type, structures, and trees, and the DOD ranges from the beginning of visible damage to complete destruction. The EF scale also uses 3-second wind gust estimates based on a more detailed system for damage, or for assessing damage, taking into account different building materials. The EF scale ranges from EF0 tornadoes with winds of 65 to 85 and all the way up to 200 miles per hour.
Man, that's crazy.
At an EF5.
Okay, so I have to ask, what do you think the difference is between a twister and a tornado? What do you think the difference is?
I'm going to guess there isn't one.
There's not. They're so literally smart. The same. I was actually curious,
though.
But
how crazy when
they
form on the water.
That's terrifying. And, okay, so...
That's how you get Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Instead of cows, it's sharks.
They need to make a Cownado movie.
No.
No. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm not going to tell y'all when we're doing it, but we actually are covering Sharknado.
Oh, the notes. So. I can't wait for you guys to hear my notes on that one because... I'm not going to say anything else.
Oh, goodness. This is going to be funny. Okay. So, let's go ahead and get into the second movie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So, the cast for the second movie is Glenn Powell, and he plays Tyler Owens. Anthony Ramos plays Javi. Daisy Edgar Jones plays Kate Cooper. Brandon Perea plays Boone. Maura Tierney plays Kathy Carter, and Sasha Lane. Let's see. Directed by Lee Isaac Chung. It's produced by Frank Marshall and Patrick Crowley. The production companies are Universal Pictures, Warner Brothers, Ambling Entertainment. It's distributed by Universal Pictures, Warner Brother Pictures. The release date was July 19th, 2024 in the U.S., but it was July 8th of 2024 in London. It's 122 minutes long. The budget for the movie was $155 million, and in box office, it brought, I think technically it's still in theaters, right?
Yes, it is still in theaters.
As of right now, it's $163.1 million.
Y'all, it's still going up. 100%, yeah. It's still going up. Oh, by the way, I got to see it, the premiere of it. I'm telling you, it was absolutely awesome. There was actually a live chat, but me and the person that I went with, we actually did not get to make it for the live chat and the live questions with the actual cast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was actually, I think it was a Zoom phone call, if I remember right. But they had to work late, and it was all the way in Little Rock. It was an hour drive. But we made it, though. We made it for the actual movie.
I have a question. So, okay, this first thing is, in 2020, Joseph Kosinski met with Amblin Entertainment and the Kennedy Marshall Company to pitch the sequel to the 1996 Twister, right?
Okay.
What was Iceman's name?
Iceman?
His last name.
The actual dude, or?
No.
It was
the character. Tom.
I cannot remember.
Was it Kosinski?
Kosinski. I don't know how to say it. It's something like that. Savinsky? Savinsky. I think it's Savinsky.
We're going to have to go back over and
we're going to have to, yeah.
But that just made me think, you know. This film, this 2024 film is focused around a new generation of storm chasers, which I thought was super cool. Around the same time that things were coming together to start making Twisters, the studio rejected plans from Twister actress Helen Hunt to direct a sequel. The version written by Hunt, Raphael Casal, and David Diggs would have followed an all-black and brown storm chasers, members of a rocket science club at a historically black college and university. What the studio was looking for was Hunt reprising her role with the hopes of the story focusing on the daughter of her and Bill Paxton's characters. Chung was inspired to approach Glenn Powell for the lead role after seeing him appear on the Today Show. The cast members had to attend a weather boot camp to learn about tornadoes from meteorologists and actual storm chasers. The weather boot camp was organized by meteorologist and former NOAA analyst Kevin Kelleher, a technical advisor on both Twister films.
That is so cool.
Paxton's son actually has a cameo as a motel guest who tries driving away from the tornado.
What?
Yeah.
That was him?
That was his Bill Paxton's son.
That is so cool. I didn't know my goodness. That is awesome.
Filming was suspended in July 2023 due to the SAG AFTRA strike. That stands for Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television Radio Artists. Remember that they went on that big writer strike?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Artists went on strike, and the industry was forcibly shut down. Two versions of the film ending was filmed. One where Kate and Tyler kiss, and the one in the film in which they do not kiss. Spielberg suggested the non-kiss take to solidify that Kate's character arc was about her returning to her passion for storm chasing, which I absolutely loved. And I'm so glad they did that, because I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, they ruined it. They really let us down because they didn't end up, you know, like hooking up and they weren't kissing or whatever. But that's not what it was about. It wasn't about a romance.
Yeah.
It was about tornadoes.
Okay, I will say at the end of the movie, like when they look into each other's eyes but they don't kiss, I thought that was so cute. And the way that he looked at her, mm-hmm. I want to find a man that looks at me like that.
When he drills his truck down into the ground
at
the
airport. That was so funny.
He's like, tell me, I dare you. And he walks into the airport. That was hilarious.
Wait a minute. So when, I'm going to skip ahead real quick and talk about this. So in the movie, at the very end of the movie, when she disrupts the tornado, she tames the tornado, or as in Tyler Which Owens, he wrangles the tornado. But the truck, like, flipped, and it looked like it was pretty, like, messed up, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the very end of the movie, like, the truck is totally fine. Yeah. Did they fix it that quick, or?
Or you get a new one.
I don't think he could get a new one. He got a new one. Because he still had, like, all the gadgets and stuff.
He would just put the gadgets on the new one. I don't know.
But that would take so long to, like, model and reconstruct, though. But either way,
I'm just really appreciative of the fact that they didn't make the movie end up being about romance. Like, they obviously had a romance, you know? Yeah,
it was obviously there.
But they didn't focus on that, which I really, really liked. Because it was about her returning to her passion.
Yeah.
And not him.
Mm-hmm.
The way that their relationship was towards the end, it was like he was her support. Her supporting character.
I loved that.
I did too. And I really liked that they didn't make it about the romance and make it about kissing because, it wasn't about
that. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was low-key kind of sad that they didn't kiss. I wanted them to so bad. The way they looked at each other, it was just like, hello.
You can have a look without a smooch, okay?
Oh, whatever. Okay.
According to Smith, the story incorporates the effects of climate change. However, the movie doesn't actually mention it by name. He wanted to make sure people didn't feel like he was preaching at them, and his words, not mine. There's a soundtrack that debuted when the film was released. It's called Twisters, the album. It features 29 songs from several country acts, including Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Bailey Zimmerman, Megan Maroney, Tucker Whatmore, Tanner Adele, Jelly Roll, and others.
Carrie Underwood was on there too.
That's awesome. Universal released one song a week for 10 weeks, then a song a day the final week. The soundtrack accumulated over 175 million streams between May 29th and its theatrical release.
I'm telling you, the music of this movie, all the music was absolutely amazing. I loved it so much. Like,
I can't. I thought I hung myself with this cord.
We're gonna have to edit that out, but that's so funny though. You know what? I'm gonna keep it. I'm keeping it. That's funny. Oh my goodness.
I'm glad you don't have camera on us right now.
I know. Just wait. Y'all, we're about to do video footage.
And we were locking eyes when that happened.
I know. Oh, man. We have to keep that. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. It's my F-150.
F-150. Oh, my goodness. I'm never going to live that down.
Never. That was so funny.
Okay. Hold up. I was thinking F-14, but F-150 came out, y'all.
It was so funny.
I was just like, I didn't get confused. I knew, like, what I was thinking. It just didn't come out of my mouth. Instead, my mouth was like, oh, I'm going to say something totally different.
What was your favorite part of the movie on the second one?
Of the second one? I had two favorite parts.
Okay.
Of course, the white t-shirt and the cowboy hat. Of course. I was loved that. But also, I'll see if I can get through this. It's so freaking funny.
I don't think you can.
It's so funny, guys. Okay. Getting tickled. Okay, so when Kate's mom is talking to Tyler about Kate's instincts and all that, and she compares her to the cows, saying that she's even as good as the cows, because animals do know.
Always been told my whole life, and I still to this day as an adult, I say it every time I pass a pasture. If the cows are laying down, I'm like, oh, the cows are laying down. And people are like, what's that mean? It means the fish ain't biting. We talked about Top Gun.
I saw it 15 times in theaters, y'all.
How they made so much money in box office. Most of that was from Lauren.
That was from me, baby.
She'll watch something over and over and over and over and over. And I refused to watch it for the whole first year it was out because she watched it so many times. It's all she would talk about. And I was like, no, thank you.
Should we get into, let's do that to the tomato score. How about that?
Let's do it.
So the tomato score is 75%. I don't agree with that. I think it should have been more up there. The audience score is 91. That score I 100% agree with because this was a great movie. I loved this movie. I will say whenever I saw it, I did see it on premiere. I know I said that before, but anyway.
And you, I mean, we obviously, both of us, like this one more than the first one.
Oh, yeah. I will say, so when I watched it in theaters, I wasn't, at first, I was like, oh, okay, like, it's okay. It wasn't bad. It was okay. But when you watch it more and notice more stuff about the movie, you learn to love it. You're just like, oh my goodness, I didn't like see that part like in the first time I saw it. So, or you don't remember it, you know? So I will say that, but since I've seen it about 100 times now, I love this movie because I'm noticing more things about it.
I liked it more than the first one for sure. One of my favorite parts about the movie was when she just thinks that he's just like this massive jerk, and he's just, you, I mean, you're just so shallow. You sell merch with your own face on it. Like, you're so tacky. And then after that disaster hits, and then she's there, she's like, I have to help any way I can. And they're like, yeah, here's some food. She's like, oh no, I don't have any money. And that girl's like, oh no, you don't pay for this. It's free. That's, why do you think we sell mugs and shirts? That's what we do. And then she was like, oh,
that,
like,
part.
Oh my gosh, he's Prince Charming and he's not a jerk at all. And that's, and then I loved him after that too. Like,
oh yeah.
At first I was like, oh, what a jerk. But
it's so good. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into critic reviews. Okay, so some of these actually got kind of heated. I kind of got just a little mad. But let's go. Okay, so Dan Buffa. Ramble On with Buffa. 8/19/24 is when it was published. This is the one that got me kind of upset. So, Powell's natural charm barely pushes this one over the goal line. It's nothing new or great, but it's not bad. Watching it will make you miss Bill Paxton and yearn to revisit the original. If that was a plan, they did their job well. No, Mr. Dan. I thought this movie was absolutely amazing, and Powell's charm was amazing, and it carried the movie. Just kidding. But I will say he was very good looking.
I loved it for reasons that didn't even have anything to do with him, you know?
Yeah. Kate's character, I think.
I loved Kate's character. I loved her mom.
Her mom was funny. Her mom was funny. But Kate was just so down to earth and just like, she had an attitude though. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Like,
I hate that she lost her friends and her boyfriend.
That did break my heart though. That really did. That. The girl with the glasses, I cannot remember what other movies. I've seen her before in different movies. And she's a really good actress. I just can't remember her name.
The little blonde one?
Yes.
That is Sabrina.
Oh, from...
Sabrina Spellman.
Yeah.
She played Sabrina.
With Ross Lynch.
Yep.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
She was also in Mad Men.
Really? I don't think I've seen Mad Men. We'll have to...
The ending of Mad Men is so lame. Don't even waste your time.
So, okay.
It stars John Hamm, and I love him. She plays John Hamm's daughter, and okay, that it's a series.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's go to the next critic. So, Tanya Husen, 4 out of 5 stars, August 10th, 2024. Twisters recaptures the excitement through plenty of heart, making it worthy of the original. And she said it was one of the best films of the summer.
I agree.
I 100% agree. Because a couple of years ago, Top Gun took over the summer. Remember? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Twisters did. I think it's definitely taking over this summer.
I saw another really good movie this summer that we're going to have to, you're going to have to watch, and we're going to have to talk about. That'll be one that we watch together in the theater
room. Yes. Let's do it. Okay. So, audience reviews. So, Leonard K., 0.5 out of 5. Okay. 8/20/24. It was hard to watch because it was too try hard. The unrealistic near misses, the invincible truck with no broken glass. Okay, he has a point there. Give me a break. And let's not forget to mention the picking up of a 4,000-pound trailer with a fence post. That makes to be next to the flip trailer. That all around just a horrible movie. Do not waste your time. Okay, I don't think it was a horrible movie, but I do understand, like, because there was no broken glass. But okay, listen here. So it's called movie magic for a reason. Like, movies, unless they're based on a real story, are not real. I mean, they're going to add some, like, you know, some fluff to it.
Some razzle dazzle.
Yeah, some razzle dazzle. So I understand where Leonard is coming from, but that's movie magic for you. They're going to add a little, you know, a little oomph. So, but I do see where he's coming from. But still, whatever. Okay, so Cindy, 4 out of 5, August 8th, 2024. It was overall a good storyline. Had some similarities to the original, but also enough of a new story. It was also missing the cows. 101. I mean, LOL.
101?
Oh, goodness. Anyway.
Okay. Only one F-150 moment per
Lord
episode.
Lord have mercy. You had yours and I had mine.
That was funny.
There's always going to be.
LOL.
Y'all, there's always going to be one of those moments. I'm sorry. I have ADD and that's just part of the podcast. That's what makes us original from others. You know? Because we have crazy moments like this.
Lauren's a goober. That's what other podcasts don't have. They don't have a Lauren. I've got a Lauren.
Yes. Okay, so where to watch? It is still in theaters. Fandango at Home. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know that was a thing. The Fandango app at home?
I didn't know
that was a thing. Okay, cool. Apple TV, which is how I watched it while I was sick. Google Play Movies and TV. I didn't know that was a thing, but cool. Amazon Prime. I do have Amazon Prime. And I actually looked last night. You have to buy it. You have to buy it on Amazon Prime. But it is available, though. Okay. So, my ratings. I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. This was an amazing movie. I loved
it.
I
gave it a 5 out of 5, too. It was a good one.
So, facts. Okay. So, in the movie...
You're my best friend.
I love you. So in the movie, they stop a tornado. That is actually not possible, guys. And you cannot actually, honestly, I want to test this theory so bad, but I'm scared of storms at night, so I can't do it. But I love
a good thunderstorm.
Oh, yes, me too.
And all these big windows you have. Next time it storms, I'm coming to watch it out your window.
Okay. Hey, let's do it. But... in the movie, they shot fireworks in a tornado.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
That is the coolest part of the movie.
I was not expecting that. When he pulls up and just shoots off rockets in the middle of the tornado. And people are like, are those fireworks?
That is the coolest part of the movie. Cool. I want to know if you can actually do that. I don't think you can, honestly. Because I don't think, with the truck and everything.
I'll never be close enough to find out.
Me either. Okay, so for the next fact, Glenn Powell adopted his dog Brisket while they were filming.
So was Brisket?
I think he was
in the area, and
he was in one of the shelters or something, and
they were like, I'll take this one.
I think during this movie, don't quote me on this because I can't remember. I remember Glenn Powell saying something about a breakup while filming this movie, and he was like, you know what? I need a little companion. So he ended up going to one of the shelters and he saw Brisket.
That's so sweet.
Kind of like the first night I met Boomer. Okay, so Alex has a dog named Boomer. He is
a blue heeler.
Blue heeler. Oh, kind of like Bluey.
He is the Bluey.
I love it. But the first night I ever went to Alex's house and I met her dog, I'm telling you, Alex walks out. And then walks back in the room, and I'm over there giving her dog a big bear hug.
My dog loves hugs. None of my pets know anything about personal space, and they're all way too friendly.
Okay, we have to talk about... Okay, so I'm telling the story because this is one of my favorite stories that Alex has, besides her son, Jack. Little Jack. Her son is literally crazy and the cutest little thing ever. He's absolutely hilarious and precious. But... one night, Alex was in bed.
Oh, my God.
And she feels something get in bed with her.
No. I woke up the next morning.
Oh, you woke up.
It was the next morning.
Oh.
And, okay, so, all right, just to preface this, I had been seeing all these videos on TikTok of people, that were like, they'd be home at their house or whatever, but all of a sudden there's like a hobo in there. Like somebody would walk in their house and be taking a shower when they get home. They're like, what are you doing here? And it's somebody crazy. They're like, this is my house or whatever. But I don't know. I guess I just watched too many of those videos. And the next morning I wake up and I see this dark head of hair laying on the pillow next to me. Scared me to death. Because at the time I didn't know my husband and I lived alone. And it scared me to death. I thought that there was a man, a big man in the bed with me. And I jumped up and then my dog jumped up like,
what's going on? Going?
It was him. It was my dog.
That was
big fat.
Oh, I love that story so much. It's so funny. Oh my goodness. That cracks me up every single time. Oh, that's one of the best stories. Oh my goodness.
We haven't talked about tornadoes in like 10 minutes.
I know. We've just been Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I do have some trivia because we've already gone through all that.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so where did Javi tell Kate where Tyler and his crew were from?
Arkansas.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Woo Pig Suey.
Woo Pig Suey. Tyler is a celebrity storm chaser from Arkansas who is known as the Tornado Wrangler. Okay, so speaking of Arkansas, that's where we are from. And so when I was seeing the movie for the first time in theaters, when they mentioned Arkansas, everybody in the theater went wild.
Because they were doing a live chat, right?
This was after the live chat because okay. We didn't make it. We didn't. Oh, me and my friend, we didn't get to make it to the
movie. But it was during the movie. Okay.
Yes, it was during the movie. And whenever Javi said that, I'm telling you, it went wild. And actually, somebody did yell, Woo Pig Suey. And it was hilarious. Me and my friend were just over there dying laughing. And we started hollering too. We were just like, yeah, buddy. We were excited. I freaked out because I thought it was so cool that they mentioned Arkansas. But yeah. So there's that. Okay. So what rank tornado was the first tornado of the first scene of the movie? Do you remember?
In the beginning?
Yes.
It was a 5.
It was a 5. In the beginning of the movie, Kate and her friends stumble upon an EF5 tornado while using their their science experiment. So, yeah, I hated that part of the movie. It made me so sad.
It was super sad.
It was very sad. Okay, so in the rodeo tornado scene, where do Kate and Tyler take shelter?
In a pool.
Yes, in a pool. Tyler takes Kate to a rodeo, thinking she has never been to
one.
That's
when Bill Paxton's son drives off.
Yes, oh my goodness. During the rodeo, the tornado sirens go off. Kate and Tyler seek shelter in an empty pool. Okay, so what is the name of the company Javi works for? Do you remember?
No.
It was StormPar. StormPar is the name of the company Javi works for. They collect data using portable phased array radiators known as PARs. So, for the last question, it's a true or false. Twisters was shot in Tornado Valley, which meant the cast and crew had to avoid real tornadoes.
True.
That is very true. But, yeah.
Just something that I would like to say. For some safety tips for tornadoes, you monitor your storm alerts and find shelter right away if a tornado warning is issued. Okay, and the difference between a tornado warning and a tornado watch. I saw this one day on Facebook, and it was brilliant. A tornado watch is you have all the ingredients to make a taco. Mm. A tornado warning is your taco is made.
There is a tornado.
Okay. So, and if you're outside, get to a low-lying area like a ditch or a ravine and lie flat. If you're inside, go to a basement, storm cellar, or small interior room on the lowest level. Stay away from windows, doors, and outside walls. And if you can't get to a basement, get under a sturdy table or desk. You can also cover yourself with a mattress or sleeping bag. Protect your head. Crouch low to the ground and cover your head with your hands or an object. Stay away from corners, which can attract debris. Also, be aware of heavy objects that might fall through the floor, like pianos or waterbeds. Avoid certain areas. Stay away from highway overpasses and bridges, auditoriums, gymnasiums, and structures with large roofs. And don't drive during severe weather, as tornadoes don't slow down for traffic.
I've also heard you can hide in it. Not hide. You can take shelter in a ditch.
I literally just read that.
Oh. Oops. Okay, well,
we would just like to remind everybody that if you would like to interact with any of our episodes or our podcast, or you need to want a shout out, or you have suggestions for snacks or drinks the for snack. Us to try, you can contact us directly by realtalkpod1@gmail.com. That's RealTalk pod, P-O-D, with the number 1@gmail.com. And we welcome any and everybody to, give us some suggestions or just, have a conversation about the episode content that you're listening to or, anything. Don't be afraid to reach out. And you can also find us on social media on Facebook. Do we have our Instagram up yet?
Yes, we do have our Instagram. It's actually on my iPad. On the one that's at 1%.
Does it say like the name?
Yes. Here, let me pull it up real quick.
And then we're working towards getting
TikTok,
and then also footage for YouTube. So, stay tuned and just bear with us because this is only our second episode and we're doing our best to, get the bugs worked out, work out the kinks, and
yes,
it'll just get better every time. And we really appreciate the support you guys have given us.
Yes. Thank y'all so much for supporting. We both of us absolutely love doing this. Like we're having so much fun doing this, and we're glad that y'all are enjoying it too. Enjoying us being absolutely crazy and being us and just, having a good time. Okay, so the Instagram name is Real Talk Pod 2024. RealTalkPod 2024.
Perfect.
Okay, well, it was fun. It was a good time. We will see y'all next episode.
Look for updates on our social media, you guys, and you guys have a blessed night.
Yes, see y'all later.